Game for Thought Podcast. Reflections on ethics and gaming. With Ruth Amano.
Hello everyone, welcome to Game for Thought. I'm Ruth.
Hi everyone, I'm Amano.
We here at Game for Thought, organized by HOSDIA and Quindo, will talk about games and ethics. And this podcast is based off live streams organized by HOSDIA that you can catch every single month.
Yes, and to give you a bit of a teaser, we are going to talk about various topics, including sex and violence, representation and discrimination, and addiction.
Not too many spoilers.
Not too many, no.
We're going to introduce ourselves. Very cringy, very real. I'm Ruth, as I've said before. I'm the hardcore gamer. I play mainly on PlayStation and PC.
I'm a bit of a more casual player, I would say. But I do have a lot of opinions and I do like discussing various topics. I'm also a journalism student, so I am
both of us.
Both of us are. Other than gaming, I really just enjoy a variety of anything pop culture, really, movies, TV, music. So yeah, I love a lot of topics.
What got you into gaming?
What got me into gaming? Well, we used to have the very first Game Boy, right? With just Tetris and this kind of like motor racing game on it. Very exciting. But I remember playing it a lot. But that wasn't really what really, you know, drove me to become a gamer or anything. No, it was just a fun thing. My very first console, though, was the original Nintendo. And my very first game that I played consciously as a game was Nintendogs. So I still am a very huge Nintendo gamer, Nintendo fan. So that's what got me into gaming.
That's cute.
Thank you.
I love it. What got me into gaming was, nobody asked, but I'm going to say it anyway, was my dad, mainly. While I grew up, we've always had a PlayStation in the house, like PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, you know. And when I was small and when we went on holidays, we used to take it with us because my dad loved his evening games, and because German television is horrible, we used to go on holiday to Germany a lot. And then me and my brother, in the mornings especially, used to sit down together and he would teach us how to play video games. And one of our first games, by the way, this is totally not good for kids, but I still played it, was Medal of Honor, Rising Sun. And the only reason it was one of our first games was because you could play it split screen. So me and my brother didn't have to fight.
I
have very fond memories about that.
Actually, I do remember. I used to play a lot of games with my brother as well. There was this game, this racing game on the PS2 called Burnout. I didn't enjoy like racing games because it was just like, okay, you know, racing a car. But like when the moment you can crash into something.
We used to have a game like that as well called Destruction Derby. So you had the classic races, but you also had like the arena. Basically, me and my brother and like computer cars in an arena, and the goal was to destroy other people's cars but try to not get destroyed yourself, and it was so fun. We literally
basically
broke
battle,
and there were not 100 cars though, there was less.
That would have been pretty sweet, you know, this is a racing game with 100 cars.
So good. As you can see, we love video games and we love talking about video games,
of course,
and I think that's part of the reason why we decided to do this.
Yeah, so as journalism students, obviously, we want to offer a bit more of our insight, a bit more on the social aspects of gaming, rather than just talk about video games, which is also super fun.
You know,
we really enjoy it. But yeah, to really just bring these topics to light and really make it discussable and a bit more ingestible.
I think both of us are quite vocal about certain opinions, which makes this fun to do and fun to discuss. So I think for both of us, this is just fun experience.
This will be fun for you guys as well. So I really want to ask you the question, what is your ultimate favorite game or series?
This is, you just want people to, after the first episode, like the prologue already, to go, I hate Ruth. My favorite game of all time is Final Fantasy 15, and I played the vanilla version, the version that everyone thinks is super bad, and I adored it. So It was my first plat on PlayStation. It was the game I played like 3 or 4 times back to back. I absolutely adored it. It was also the first Final Fantasy game I played and finished and loved. And I'm sorry to say it, but it's better than Final Fantasy VII Remake. Combat was better. I'm just here spitting facts.
Yeah, I have a bit of a less controversial opinion. My favorite game series will have to be Pokemon. It's very valid. Yeah, it's a series I really enjoy. It's one of those games that, you know, whenever there's a new release, I'm always, you know, on top of it, you know, want to play a new game.
You going to play Pokemon Snap when it comes out?
No. No, this, okay.
No.
I really do enjoy Pokemon, but I've never really ventured far from, like, the main series. So I'm one of those people. I do really enjoy Pokemon as a whole. I think it's a great franchise. Yeah. It's really fun. But I also really like FPS games, you know, first-person shooters, yeah, which is super similar to Pokemon, as you all know. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm into. What's kind of your favorite genre of game?
This is a hard question because I play a lot of
games. Yeah, you play a variety.
I also really like hack and slash. Hack and slash, that genre has like all my favorite games. It has Kingdom Hearts series. Yeah. It has Final Fantasy. It has Nier Automata. It has that. But then I also love turn-based because I love Pokemon. I love Persona 5. I love Persona 4 as well. So a bit of everything.
You just play everything that looks good. I just
play things that I think I'll like, and that's it.
Yeah, I should probably venture outside of my comfort zone a lot. I really thought I wouldn't like a game like Hades, or
I've never played a roguelite before either, and it's a very good introduction to the genre, and I really loved it, and I'm thinking about playing more of them.
It's amazing, and I'm a very competitive person, but I also cannot stand when a game like makes you replay a level. It was very surprising that I actually enjoyed it that much, so...
We'll have a little look forward, I think, to the first episode. Our first episode will be about sex and violence, which is
a heavy topic.
Interesting topic to talk about.
There were definitely interesting discussions to be had.
A little warning. Well, warning. It's not a little note, maybe. All games we mention in the podcast will be in the footnotes. So don't worry if you don't know something. We'll probably put a trailer with it as well so you can check it out and maybe catch up on what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. If you do reference like an article, for example, or anything,
it'll be there.
It'll be in the footnotes. So
yeah,
don't worry.
We got you. And yeah, I think this is a good place to stop our introduction episode.
I hope you will enjoy this series because it's really just a passion project for the both of us, I would say. And we really have been enjoying. We've already recorded a few episodes, and we've really enjoyed making them. So I hope you enjoy listening to them as much as we enjoyed recording.
You can find me on Twitter at FearTheFairy99, no capitals, everything in one word.
And you can find me on Instagram. It's my name, Manon, MANON.COMM. So be sure to check me out.
And you can find DIA West on Instagram as well, and Quindo on Facebook.
See you in the first episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Game for Talk Podcast. Reflections on ethics.